If the goal is openness, NGA has always had an upper hand over its sister agencies in the intelligence community, since a vast amount of the data it works with comes from commercial sources or is otherwise unclassified. But Robert Cardillo, who took over as NGA director late last year, wants to take things a step further, noting that commercial companies are increasingly launching satellites and doing other kinds of data collection that used to be the sole province of the U.S. government. He says he's come to the realization that NGA needs to be a partner, not a competitor, with commercial industry, and vowed to expose the agency's data for public consumption to the maximum extent possible. He says NGA's role in Operation Unified Assistance is the first large-scale example of that, as it helped the Liberian government build new, more reliable maps of the country's terrain and the locations of its Ebola treatment facilities. It exposed every piece of data it produced on the agency's public website.
Now, we're quite adept through our history of supporting military deployers, but in this case, our objective is to support medical deployers, helping them save lives by creating a completely open worldwide website and posting as much of our data as we can. No passwords, no closed groups.
NGA's been on the ground in Africa since last October, and since then, it's posted 202 mapping products, including 111 of Sierra Leone that were contributed by its UK government counterpart, 68 different mapping applications, and 100% of its unclassified elevation data for the region. The objective was to make the data available to anyone who might need it and has an internet connection of some kind.
Our work with the Liberians and partners like the United Kingdom has guided life-saving decisions by the National Security Community, the UN World Health Organization, the U.S. Agency for International Development, and many NGOs. Our work has helped them to better understand the human geography, the socio-cultural issues affecting the spread of Ebola through the region. Our clear, unclassified graphics have increased their confidence in locating Ebola treatment units to save time between symptom, disease, and treatment. That extra time has saved lives of those with the disease and kept many others from becoming infected. And we've helped the Liberians learn new geospatial skill sets so they can deliver their own content to their own customers. In other words, we've not just provided them fish, we've actually taught them how to fish.
NGA showed off its Ebola-related geography data this week at a Washington conference hosted by Esri, a commercial geospatial data firm, and the agency argued its open, self-service approach to data sharing will continue to have real-world results, as they did in Liberia. In one instance, an NGA analyst was able to respond to a washed-out bridge on a key supply route by doing the equivalent of pressing the reroute button on a GPS unit in a country that had no up-to-date maps until a few months ago.
That analyst provided two map products with 22 images showing the major turns and bridges for the essential supply mission planning. These small acts are just the beginning of the positive consequences the Liberians will gain. In the future, Liberians will be able to use their new geospatial content and techniques to build a modern database about their country for a future census, future elections, future economic development. In short, a more resilient and capable nation. I just have to tell you, this is new for us. And we're very excited about the space that we're moving into. And I feel very strongly that what we just showed you is a key part of our future. And so I also admit to you that we won't get this exactly right. And it's actually interacting with experts as represented in this room that we can do this better in the future. But I'm highly confident that the experience that we're having now in West Africa will not be our last time in which we must expose our data as much as possible.
Cardillo says the agency has made that a priority. So far, it's made about a quarter of the unclassified data on its servers accessible via its public website, as far as it can go so far, given the licensing agreements it has in place with the commercial vendors who supply much of that data. But he said NGA is actively working with commercial companies and foreign nations to raise that percentage.
What I'm finding very constructive about our experience through our fight on the Ebola front is that we're finding barriers, we're finding policies, we're working through these issues as we have never done before.
Cardillo said it's vital that NGA do so because of a future that entails a democratization of geospatial intelligence, now that a large proportion of the population on the planet now carries internet-connected devices in their pockets, which also happen to include GPS receivers and cameras. The flood of data that flows from all those new sensors is daunting, even for a massive government agency. So besides cooperating with industry on data sharing, NGA also wants to help educate a new workforce on how to make sense of it, including through a new cooperative research and development arrangement it's established with Penn State University.
Penn State has teamed with NGA, ESRI, the U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Foundation, Digital Globe, to use the Ebola website to create a massive open online course. It studies the geospatial intelligence and geospatial revolution. This course, offered through Coursera, is an introduction to geospatial intelligence. It's attracted more than 12,000 active participants from 183 countries around the world. And as of 2 days ago, I am now one of the 12,000. 1,000 of these students are from Africa. The Ebola Map course website gives students the same ArcGIS online mapping capabilities, digital globe satellite imagery, and human geography data layers as the operational NGA Ebola Map website. Students engage in simple but realistic scenarios to analyze possible sites for an Ebola treatment clinic in Monrovia. And Penn State anticipates that about 10,000 students will use the parallel version to participate in capstone exercises.
Cardillo says industry is helping with the course, as are nonprofit organizations, and argued that NGA's new open mindset isn't just about helping non-government organizations, but also about letting his own agency do its job better.
And let me reiterate that NGA is committed to being the partner of choice, to advance our craft, to enable consequence by cooperating, not competing with industry.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.